Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. It has been quite a few months, and I'm so excited to be back. I was doing a job, and then I've taken some time off, and honestly, I really wanted to get back into this sooner, but you know how life works. Anxiety, depression, and then, you know, it's just like, like, I know I should, and like, and I don't know. But the other day, I was watching, I was gift wrapping, and I was like, let me just put something on. And I was going through HBO Max, and I was like, The X-Files. Hence the title, The X-Files. Fight the Future, which is the first installment of the, like, two movies that they ever made, along with the bajillion seasons that they did, and yeah, so I decided to click on that, and I was like, what if I did a podcast episode on this? Originally, of course, I wanted to do all the other shows that I missed literally in, like, prime season of, like, August to October. I was watching You, I was watching The Morning Show, just a variety of stuff. And I honestly may go back, because some of these seasons had really good seasons, and maybe just one day I may ramble. So if there's any interest in that, let me know. You can follow me on Twitter. I'll have that linked in the info, or on Instagram. And yeah, I constantly do polls on there. I don't know who votes, honestly. I feel like it's my partner and my best friend, but you know, thanks anyways. It makes me feel like I'm actually seen and reaching an audience. And yeah, so last season one of Let's Leisure, well, that's kind of like so weird to like say, but like really exciting. I started off with The Sopranos, which was my all-time favorite. It's one of my top favorite shows. And of course, I started off with The Fave, so I think I'm also going to start with The Fave too. I don't know if I mentioned this last season or whatever, but my friends and family for sure know that I was a huge X-Files fan for, like, forever. It's definitely dwindled now. I say it's, like, maybe a tiny spark just because other interests in life, and I have not done a rewatch in for freaking ever. And I don't keep up as much either, and so just other interests, but that doesn't mean I like absolutely hate it or whatever. But I was like, I have not seen this in a hot fucking second, let me get into it, because Mulder and Scully were like absolute like thing in my life. So if you have not seen it, and I don't know, like, this is an old 90s movie. And, so if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, but again, I'm gonna be talking about spoilers here. So if somehow you're like, oh, I've been wanting to see it, or, I plan to see it, like, if you're going through the first time watching the show, or, like, whatever, go watch and then come back. Or, yeah, honestly, though, that's kind of hard. Like, if you're on Twitter or Instagram, like, there are so many spoilers out there if you're, like, following the show with other fans. Constant edits with spoilers and stuff. So if you already know what happens in Fight the Future, then welcome. But yeah, okay, let's get into it, and then I can, like, do my spiel of the show. Well, maybe I can do both, I think. Okay, woo! I'm so excited to be back. Hi, how has everyone been? I'm talking like I'm in front of a live audience. I'm so excited, though, because I have, like, this little setup. I, like, have my mic right in front of me, and my dog, she's, like, licking her paw. Frito Feet, I call her. And, anyways, I know this is, like, a time thing, so I'm, like, having a whole conversation with nobody but myself, really. But this is so much fun. Again, it's been a hot second, and there's other things, other episodes that I wanted to do. And that just didn't happen because of life and self and yada, yada, yada. But we're doing good, and we're back, and I'm really excited to get into this. Okay, so again, was a huge X-Files fan for, like, fucking forever, years and years. I have a whole X-Files tattoo. Like, yeah, like, I don't hate it. I still love it. Like, I think it's still one of my, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm a cool person, but, like, I love when people have tattoos that are, like, oh, this is, like, my favorite show, my favorite song, Things like that, like things that they like love and they have it on their body. And if you don't, obviously no judgment, but I'm just saying. So I think it's really cool that I have this X-Files tattoo because it definitely marks like a time in my life when like this was everything to me. I met one of my best friends through this fandom, Highlands, and yeah, we're still friends today. Like, we're bestie friends. And I don't know, like, I think it brought a lot into my life that I needed. And so, like, I love that I can, like, look at the tattoo and be like, hey, remember when this. And then, too, like, if people are like, what's that tattoo about? And I'm gonna be like, yo, I used to be an X-Files fan. Like, love it. It's, like, a good conversation starter. Anyways, so back. So, I got into the show, like, 2015, 2016, something like that. And, wow, I feel, like, really old saying that now. So yeah, I like super binged the show. I watched everything in order. I had a few spoilers, but that's because I was like on Tumblr at the time when Tumblr was like really big. And so that's how I got initially into the fandom, was like talking on Tumblr with like other people and reposting and all that jazz. And then in, I think it was also in 20... I don't remember the year. Maybe it was 2017. I don't know. Gillian Anderson had a whole play in New York, and of course, all the fans were going. I also went. I got really lucky, and I got to go. And had that whole trip and experience, and I got to meet after the show, and like all this stuff. Where am I going with this? I literally have no idea. Oh, so anyways, when I first got into the show, it was, like, the first episode, and, you know, you have, like, baby Scully and baby Mulder, and they're just these young beings doing their thing, and I remember them standing, I remember watching them standing in the rain, you know, talking their spiel, whatever line it was, and I'm like, I fucking love this show, like, I don't know what it is, but this show is... it's so good. Like, it's not even, I mean, there's so many aspects to the show that are like, oh, that's so good, and they'll get you hooked, like monsters of the week, the longer arcs, the characters themselves, like, it's really good, like, all around it, and which is why it lasted forever, and they had two movies, and, like, they had a reboot, and why, like, there's a continuation of fans growing, especially now with, like, it available on a platform, because that's how I got on it. I watched it when it was on Netflix, and then it was off for a while, and it's been jumping kind of all over the place. It's on Hulu now, I think, and if I'm not mistaken, maybe also Disney Plus. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, so you can watch it literally anywhere. And of course, you can still buy the seasons on like iTunes and like all that jazz. So the availability is like there. So anyways, big defining moment in my life, because honestly, like the, oh God, I'm like really outing, putting myself out there. Anyways, hello, welcome to my podcast, where this season, I think I'm going to get personal. Mulder and Scully for me were like a really, really, really big awakening into my bisexuality. And a lot of the fans, I'm not trying to out people, but like, and not even everybody, because there are people that I know that are like obviously straight and they are not at all in the LGBT community. But for me, Mulder and Scully were like, oh yeah, like I had kind of knew, obviously, like, wow, I don't even know how old I was, but yeah, like it was a known factor. I clearly was not straight. And but this show was like, wow, Scully is everything. And I'm like, wait, well, Mulder's pretty hot too. So, like, for me, it was, like, such a great show, because it was, like, literally the definement of my bisexuality, where I was, like, yes, Scully, yes, Mulder. And then, like, I shipped them as well. Like, I wanted Mulder and Scully to get together, and I stand to this day that they had a child together, and they had a whole life. And I refuse to whatever the reboot is where they're not together, and whatever bullshit-ass whatever theory that apparently the son is Mulder's, whatever. Y'all can get into that on Twitter, whatever. But, yeah, so it was great, again. And then there was other people who felt the same way, which I had never really had before. I was into other shows, but, of course, like, social media wasn't as big as it is now. I definitely grew up, like, as it was growing, too. So it's not like if I would have gone into a show now and then I found a community online to, like, also love that show. No, like... when I was getting into the X-Files, it was like me and my cousin just talking about it, and I made him get into it, and maybe he was already into it or like had heard of the show, I don't know, but like he finished it too, and like we were just really big fans, and like that was it. And then my mom would have to put up with all my time hearing about the X-Files and like blah blah blah, and then literally anybody else in my life, because this is all I could talk about for like fucking forever. And yeah, so when I like got across Tumblr, and then when I went to go see Jillian on stage, oh, that's what it was. After, right before seeing her on stage, I made a Twitter account that I like actually kept to and was like strictly for like X-Files Jillian fandom. And it was other people who like were into the same things I were, felt the same way, were like huge fans, and it was just like really different. And so of course I liked other shows, and you could say I was like in like other fandoms, but the X-Files was like my first big real fandom. And I made friends, of course my best friend, through that. And so yeah, so here we are. Let me get on point, Allie. So the point with this is Fight of the Future is in their peak era. Wow, like, I have horrible memory now, but I'm pretty sure that this movie comes in between, like, somewhere between season 7 and 9. It's, like, somewhere in there. I don't even know. I can't be 9, because 9's the very last one. Actually, I think it's between 6 and 7. So, anyways, it's, like, prime Scully, like, beautifully cut red hair. And to this day, it's still something that's so fire on her. And then, of course, you have, like, Mulder, who's like, Scully, we have to save the world. And so anyway, so seeing it like so many years later and in a whole different like point of view, to where I'm not like completely drowning in love for this show, is very funny, because the feelings are still there. I still am like, damn, look at them, okay, you know, ship, whatever, okay. So again, I will be talking about spoilers. Honestly, I think it's gonna be short, and a lot of this is just gonna be like me fucking going off about how hot they are, because that's kind of what happens in this whole movie. They just look really good and everything. So of course it opens with the iconic Mulder, it's me. And then let me give like a short rundown, because genuinely I like this. Okay, so of the two movies, this one is probably my favorite because of how good they look, and because of how well the like main storyline of this movie is. So like it's in between, you know, season 6 and 7 or 7 or 8, whatever. And the point being is that they're trying to hide these deaths that were due to like alien shit, and Mulder and Scully are like digging, and they're trying to go after it, while like the people who like hush are like trying to hush about it and intervene and like kill them so that Mulder and Scully don't find out the truth. Like, that's the whole gist. But I think it's executed just really good, just because there's like running and like, that sounds stupid, but it's like kind of actiony, and yeah, they look good. Okay, so then okay, we're yeah, so it starts out with the Mulder, it's me, absolute iconic line from the whole series, or the Scully, it's me. And then I literally wrote, sweaty Scully and Mulder, I'm bi. Hello, things we just know. They're very flirty, and at this point, like, they have not been confirmed. There had been maybe like an episode or two where it was like, oh yeah, there was something there. A lot of other flirts, oh my god, if you just know just like a tiny bit of anything of this fandom, you know that a lot of them are like, they flirt so much, you can't deny the chemistry that is on screen, and you see it so much in this film, because they're flirting, they're playing, and it's a lot of like, I save you, you save me, we save each other, we have each other's backs. And it's not even more of like a, oh, of course they're partners, they're both FBI agents. No, it's like, I love you and I have your back. So let me just, that's what's happening here. Okay, so then I have some lines. It says, so anyways, at one point Mulder's stuck in like a break room, there's a bomb, and Scully's like, are you playing, you're playing, and then she realizes he's not playing, and then like it becomes like serious Scully, and she's like, I'm gonna get you out of there, not the we. She said, I'm gonna get you out of there. So she starts yelling at people and like telling people what to do. It's like Scully in action, fucking love it. And yeah, And then I said, not we both saving each other's asses. What does that say? I don't know what. Let me tell you, I broke this movie into like two parts somehow. Because it's kind of long. And what's funny is that like I just got done watching a full Harry Potter rewatch marathon. And suddenly I was like, I need to break this into two pieces. So that's what happened. Yeah. So I love that moment because it's not even like, we're going to get you out of there. Like, you know, the FBI team, like whatever team we're part of, like, we're going to get you out of there. No, it's I'm going to get you out of there. She going to say her man. That's what she going to do. Okay. And then anyways, they get in trouble for like that whole spiel of the bomb and like this and that because they were looking into another building than the one that originally had like a bomb threat. So they got in trouble for all that. Mulder's sad about it. And so he had been drinking. And then somehow he gets intel about that whole bomb thing was a cover-up because they were trying to hide other dead bodies with the whole bomb threat, blah, blah, blah. So then he's like, you know what? I need to go to Scully's. So then he shows up, okay, at Scully's house at like 3 a.m. And she's like, are you drunk? And he's like, I was up until 20 minutes ago. And then she's like, was that before or after you decided to come here? Excuse me? What are you implying? What are you implying? What are you thinking about, Scully? Because we know, but it's like, if you didn't have those thoughts, why are you thinking that? And then also, of course, Mulder, too. He's like, what are you implying? And they just eye each other. And then she's like, Mulder, I'm going to bed. And then, anyways, yeah. And what did I say? Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm like looking at my notes as I'm trying to like wrap what is happening in the scene, because like I said, this is like a over two hour movie, so it's like it builds up. Okay, so they go through that whole thing, blah blah blah. The people who are trying to keep this whole like conspiracy thing hush hush are like, we must take what is most valuable from Mulder, what he can't live without. And then literally the next shot is of Scully like turning around to face him. Okay, first of all, A1 on that shot. She looks so good, cinched waist, red hair, iconic Scully, okay, Jillian in absolute prime, and, like, what a coincidence. What are we implying here? That is what are they implying, is what I want to know, because we all know, but do they know that we know, or do they not know that we know that we know that they know that we know they need to get together? So anyways, and then they go on this whole thing. They're like looking, they're chasing things, they find bees, whatever. Scully has to be back the next day in Washington because they flew back to like where the bomb location was, which is Dallas, Texas, hello, hometown. And then she gets back to Washington. It's late though. Like she's like late for this meeting that she's supposed to have with like important people. And basically they they're sending her away. They relocated her to another state, Utah, and she's so defeated. And she's like, I didn't know if I needed to tell you in person. She goes to Mulder's apartment, my dad. She's at Mulder's apartment. And she's like, I don't know if I should have come tell you in person or what, blah, blah, blah. But I've come to tell you that I'm done. I've sent in my resignation letter and we're done. And he's like, no, he's like, I need you. And then, you know, she's like, whatever, I'm done, you know, just sad and defeated, not even like a mean way. So she starts walking out, she leaves his apartment, walking down the hallway, and he follows her. He like hesitates for a second because he's like, oh shit. And but then he follows her, like no hesitation, he just goes right after her. And he's like, you saved me a whole person. Oh, you made me a whole person. I owe you everything and you owe me nothing. And there's a lot of eye contact, okay, teary eyes on her. There's hugging. And then she gives him a fucking forehead kiss. And then they're just forehead to forehead for like what seems forever. And then they look at each other again. And it's like such a great shot. Now that I'm looking again from like a almost from a different perspective, because I still ship them. But there's a change in her eyes when she realizes like, oh, he's gonna try and kiss me right now. Like we're both feeling this energy right now. So anyways, there's like an understanding in their eyes and they're going for it. And if you look at the shot, which I'm not ashamed to say, I have seen this shot many of times. And I've also seen the outtakes, so, like, I know what happens. Their, like, top lips touch. I will bet some money that their lips touch. And then, of course, she, like, dodges because she's like, ow! And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Scully. Like, he thinks that she didn't want to kiss him or whatever. Like, that was a hard no. But a bee, a fucking bee, stings her. And all of a sudden, she's going into, like, what seems anaphylactic shock. And she's, like, on the floor, she can't breathe, and Mulder's calling 911, and she's taken away. And she's taken by the wrong people, because somehow they, like, intervened, whatever. I guess they were, like, listening to his line. And they ended up, like, basically kidnapping her. And then basically shot him, but at Grace, side of the skull. And then he's in the hospital, and then he comes to, and he's like, I have to find Scully. And then, like, everyone's just, like, helping him find and save her. And he does. He goes all the way from Washington, D.C. to fucking Antarctica. Because he gets, like, coordinates and, like, whatever vaccine to, like, help whatever it was that, like, stung her. Because this bee was, like, not a regular bee. It was, like, some alien-carrying virus bee, whatever. It's the X-Files. And so he, like, pulls her out and saves her and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, Scully, Scully, and, like, he's trying to, like, resuscitate her, and blah, 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 and then he, like, I guess gets close to her to, like, breathe, or, like, she signals him, I don't know, point being, in his ear, she whispers, I had you big time, which goes back to the very beginning of the movie, when she sort of plays a joke on him, and I was like, whoa, so you're on the verge of death, my dude, y'all are on this alien ship that's about to go down, and what you want to do is play some jokes and flirt, okay? That's what you want to do right now. Okay. So then they make it out. They're back in D.C. And she's, like, definitely on his side. But, of course, they're like, oh, we have no evidence. We have to close this case. Blah, 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 blah. And so, whatever. So the Scully walks out. Mulder's all sad because they still don't believe shit, even though they almost just died. And then, you know, Mulder's all like, Scully, you need to go. You need to go beat Dr. while you can. Like, I'm just holding you back. Like, blah, blah, blah. Boo-hoo. And then all of a sudden, Mustaine is like, no. My work is with you here and now. And she's like, I will stay with you. And, like, I'm like, where was this? Because, like, that hallway scene, you were just done. But I guess after everything, you know, you change. But anyways, then she holds his hand. Okay, they're not, like, interlocked fingers, but she is holding his hand. She holding it, looking into his eyes, and says, if I quit now, they win. Which is the exact same line that she said, that he said in the hallway to her when he was all like, I need you, you saved me, and they almost had the kiss. Again, referencing back, a lot of eye contact. There was a deep eye stare. Like, they... I really wish they would have given us a kiss, because there was a lot going on. There's a lot that goes on in the series too, but a lot of, like, they needed each other, depended on each other, saved each other in this movie, and we still didn't get a kiss. We were robbed, okay? And I will die on this hill. So anyways, a lot of there's a deep eye stare, and then that's it. Then they walk off. They let hands go, and then they walk off, and their journey continues, whatever. And I can't remember how the season after the movie was released starts, but, yeah, essentially just picks up where they're, like, really working hard to, like, find the truth and expose the people who tried to, like, hush-hush all the, alien DNA conspiracy stuff, whatever. So that's that. Yeah, if you watch the show, you know how hard this movie goes. And it feels like I'm hating on the second one. It really does. But I'm not. It's because the storyline in the second one feels like it was done, I don't know, like, overnight. It feels like it was due right before midnight. And it was just something to put together and click submit. Wow. Fight the Future was actually done on an outline. They spaced it out. They even took one last edit and then submitted it. Like, that's kind of the difference I get. And because I think what plays a lot is because the second movie came years later after the show had ended. So it was kind of like a comeback for them. Like, the show had ended with whatever, I think it was season 9. and then there was years in between, and then they came back with a movie, and what they thought would be a franchise of movies didn't turn out to be like that. It ended up just being this one movie, and yeah, so that's how we get the second one. So, like, knowing that little backstory, it's like, okay, I get it, but at the same time, it still feels like it was just something to put together, and I wish it would have had a little more, va-va-boom, some more oomph, I don't know. Scully looks great, because her hair is red, it's long, which we've never seen. They're both looking good, and I guess this, it does give, like, a classic X-Files, because it's, like, trying to, you know, believe in something that isn't necessarily, like, a see with your eyes kind of thing. I don't know. It's kind of weird. There's, like, a guy who, like, sees things, but he has, like, his own history of being bad, and I don't know. So, like, the feel is still there, essentially, and Mulder and Scully look great. But the, like, overall storyline, I could have done without. Like, they could have done something else. I don't know. But it also doesn't help because of the time that it was. Like, I think all of this stuff is very plausible for the 90s because technology wasn't as prominent. You know, everything was kind of more paranoid because everything was still, like, at a distance. And now it's, like, anybody can track your location. There's cameras everywhere. Point of contact, you know, like, you can call someone from a watch, and of course that was, like, one of the things from back in the 90s. It's like, once you didn't have that little flip phone, or if you didn't have a little flip phone, like, you're SOL, and, like, obviously, like, cell phone bars and, like, all that jazz. So I think technology has a lot to do too with how maybe that played. I don't know, but I now I've gone into too much detail about that, but real interesting. It was nice to watch Fight the Future. Again, haven't watched it in a really long time. It was nice to see something comforting, because that's essentially what it is at this point. It's just a comfort show. I used to just have this on all the time. When I was packing, put it on. When I needed something to study to, I'd put it on. Well, the show, not necessarily the movie. But, yeah. And, kind of crazy now to think back, like, how deep I was in those. Like, it's just really funny. Because now I'm in, like, other shows, but, you know, obviously that's still part. Then you think about other shows that were big in the 90s, and, like, this did have, like, a huge following then, but it's, like, I compare it a lot to, like, Friends or, like, Seinfeld, where they're, like, wear the shirts. You constantly see Friends and Seinfeld in stores, and, you know, like, they're doing pop-ups of Friends and, like, all this stuff, and, like, I get it, but I was, like, where was this energy with the X-Files? But, of course, it's, like, a very, like, to taste thing, because X-Files was very scientific, conspiracy, like, sci-fi, while Friends and Seinfeld were, like, your regular, like, sit down, kind of chill to sitcom, where you, like, you didn't necessarily need to put so much thought into. Both, sure, great. I don't know, I've never really watched them, but yeah, sometimes I wish the X-Files fandom would have blown up kind of like Friends and Seinfeld. I mean, they did, but, like, and the fact that it's still super relevant today, where, like, they're doing pop-ups and merch and all that jazz. Or, like, Star Wars, you know, too. Because Star Wars is, like, a huge thing, and they constantly have stuff in source for them. So, yeah. But, all right, thank you so much for listening. It felt really good to talk to y'all. Yikes, that sounds so country me. Talk to y'all. But, yeah, it felt really good to sit here and talk. And, you know, just babble about whatever this is. Yeah, so, thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know, hearing me talk. And, this is the same thing as listening. Okay, I'm just gonna end this. Thank you so much, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.